I wanted to begin my tour with interviews at Dow's chemical plant in Midland. That's where dioxin and related compounds were created. The dioxins were byproducts of chemical manufacturing. After a month of calls and emails to Dow, a spokeswoman said the company was interested in talking about the future, not the past. But the past is the reason there's a problem now. So I start my tour a bit downstream. Michelle Hurd Riddick picks me up near the plant. She's with the Lone Tree Council, a Michigan environmental group. We follow the Tittabawassee River and the path dioxins took over time.
Yeah, this is Freeland Festival Park. Freeland is kind of like a bedroom community of Midland.
Hurd Riddick says fishing is a huge pastime in Michigan, but dioxin made it complicated.
And there's a fish advisory sign.
Right. So they're telling you don't eat the fish.
Actually, the signs tell you which fish to avoid and how much to eat or not. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency worries dioxin causes cancer and diseases that affect immune, reproductive, and developmental systems.
Pregnant women shouldn't eat any. Children under a certain age should only eat it once a month.
Fish advisories cropped up in 1978. That's after Dow warned Michigan and the federal government about dioxin in the Tittabawassee River. While the plant's dioxin pollution is well below federal limits, the old dioxins are still around, and they're not just in the river.
Where are we coming up here?
This is Immerman Park. This does also sit on the banks of the Tittabawassee River, and it is very frequently flooded.
Floodwaters leave behind contaminated silt. Dioxin's been found in the soil of yards and in parks like this. One worry is that kids would get exposed by getting dirt in their mouths.
Oh, yeah, those are the hand-washing sinks.
Because there's the sign, contamination advisory.
Right.
Avoid contact with soil and river sediment due to dioxin contamination. Please use soap and water to wash off soil or sediment.
Yep.
Other parks and some yards had soil scraped and removed. Dow cleaned up several hot spots in recent years, but Michigan and the U.S. EPA went more of a top-to-bottom effort. That might include a sweep of 50 miles of river and part of the Great Lakes.
This is the Saginaw Bay of Lake Huron. As a child, I came up here a lot. In fact, I look at these bigger trees, and I'm so sure that someplace I have a picture of me by these trees. And because this used to be all beach here.
Hurd Riddick is middle-aged now. The dioxin was in rivers and Lake Huron before she was born. No one knew that far back, but residents did learn about the problem 30 years ago. Today, Dow, the U.S. EPA, and Michigan are still debating a final solution.
We've had many, many starts, If I had a nickel for every time I heard someone say, this is how we're going to achieve this cleanup, I'd be a wealthy woman.
Hurd Riddick says everybody in the country ought to watch what happens.
It could play out in your community on another issue.
Maybe not dioxin,
but something else. You want to know that people that your tax dollars are paying to protect you and do this are the ones that are calling the shots.
A final dioxin cleanup could take more than 10 years. Michelle Hurd Riddick says she can wait that long if it's done right. But she says it wouldn't hurt if the cleanup started now. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Aldee.